I'm Dennis Toddy. I'm the South Dakota State Climatologist at South Dakota State University.
Characterize what's going on up there as far as snow is concerned.
Well, there was a good punch of snow, a little bit of a surprise this weekend, with amounts ranging from 5 to 10 inches in over parts of central to eastern South Dakota. That was accompanied by some very strong winds on Sunday, which produced some very bad travel conditions and had some highways shut down. So we put a decent amount of snowfall on the ground with this. Unfortunately, the amounts of liquid we're talking about here are nothing too astounding. So we're not getting too excited about this precipitation just yet.
Characterize the need for precipitation up there.
Oh, it's ample amounts of precipitation are needed. Unfortunately, the liquid amount that we're looking at through this storm range from a half an inch to maybe 0.8 of an inch at the most, 8 or 9 tenths of an inch at most, which is a nice amount of precipitation to put on the ground. But when we're looking at deficits in some of these areas on the order of 6, 8, 10 plus inches for most of the growing season, this amount of precipitation, while nice, will not make major changes in our drought conditions, largely because what we needed to have happen in our area was to get some liquid on the ground during the fall, and we had large chunks of South Dakota that received less than 2 inches of precipitation this fall. So we have some very dry soils, and the snow is just not going to get that much moisture in the soil.
The snow cover, will that be helping the winter wheat?
There will be some benefit to winter wheat. While most of the storm was in eastern South Dakota, there were amounts of 4 to 5 inches over parts of central South Dakota and parts of western South Dakota over the last few days. So there will be some benefit to the winter wheat. Some of the areas of winter wheat in the southern part of the state, down closer to Nebraska, they didn't get quite as much out of this. So there will be some side benefits to the winter wheat crop. One of the other downsides we'll get is for people that are the livestock folks who have feedlots and such, this is going to force them to start moving snow again. While we could use the moisture, we don't want to dump large amounts of snow on them because a couple years ago when we had major snow events, they spent most of their winter moving snow around for their cattle, and that was really took a wear on them throughout the winter.
I understand, too, that there's wind and cold associated with this. That must be hard on livestock at the immediate time.
Right. Obviously, yesterday was probably not a good day for cattle because of lots of snow blowing, and we had wind gusts above 40, I think, approaching 50 miles per hour in places. Temperatures overnight, winds fell off overnight into Monday morning, and we had temperatures that reached double digits below zero in certain places. So pretty rapid change from where we had been throughout the fall and early winter when we'd had fairly moderate temperatures overall. The impact on our outlook now becomes a little bit different. The chances for being a little bit colder than average as we go ahead are increased just because we have snow on the ground. That was something we had not had before. There was not much snow cover up in our area.
Do you have an idea or can you comment at all on a more longer range outlook for the winter up there?
Well, that was the longer range outlooks had, there were a couple different pieces of information that hinted that we could end up maybe slightly below average in temperatures for December and possibly throughout the rest of the winter. Excuse me. I was holding reservation on that until we got some snow on the ground, if the snow will stick around. So that's the next thing is, will we get the snow to stick around? The amounts we have here are probably decent enough that we will get to stick around for a while. The way we get colder winters up here is if we get snow that sticks around for a while and reflects a lot of incoming radiation and allows temperatures to stay cool over us. So we have a little better chance of that, assuming the snow sticks around for a while.